Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we're going to get to your phone calls here later on in the hour. What did we talk about on Friday? We talked about the President of Peace, ahead of that peace summit in Alaska with President Trump and President Putin. We'll talk more about that here later in the hour because, of course, now Ukrainian President Zelensky and other European leaders are headed to the White House here later today. But, yeah, we'll talk about that, your Montana news, and so much more when we open up the phone lines here later in the hour. But first up, tell you what, I'm so excited because, man, this is only, what, 2-3 weeks away. I can't believe it's already mid-August here, but coming up very soon is one of my favorite events in the entire state of Montana for the entire year. It is the Warrior Taste Fest coming up in Bozeman, Montana here early to mid-September. But we've got Brian Gilman, a retired U.S. Marine Corps colonel and the CEO of Warriors in Quiet Waters, with us on the phone lines here this morning. Brian, always an honor to have you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me on, Aaron. It's a great honor of ours as well.
Well, we're going to talk about the fun of Warrior Taste Fest here in just a few minutes. But first, give us an update on Warriors in Quiet Waters. So many people have gotten to know Warriors in Quiet Waters over the years for fly fishing and the healing therapy that fly fishing provides for our warriors out there, our post-9/11 veterans in particular. But, man, you have just done so much to, and your team has done so much to expand and broaden this program. You just did a pretty cool program on the North Fork of the Flathead here.
We did. So for the first time ever, we did one of our initial experiences as part of the Built for More program on the North Fork of the Flathead 2 weeks ago. We had 7 warriors that came from across the United States together, and they spent about 5 days floating down the North Fork of the Flathead. One of the things that we try to create in our program is peak experiences in nature, and there's no better place to do that than the North Fork of the Flathead that runs along the border of Glacier National Park. Just an incredible place to spend time reflecting and building bonds with the fellow warriors in the program. So we're excited about doing that every year. We'll be back. It was a great program, and we look forward to doing it again. Another exciting program that we have going on this week is that as we speak right now, we have 7 warriors that we linked up with their own individual llamas that are hiking about 10 miles deep in the Pioneer Mountains for our backcountry experience. Once again, this is the initial experience in a Built for More program, and they're hiking up to about 10,000 feet in the Pioneers, where they'll be spending the next 4 days fishing those high alpine lakes, spending time with their llamas, and just spending time in nature. Once again, is the very beginning part of the Built for More program, giving them an opportunity to connect with the other veterans of their cohort, connect in nature, and receive the benefits that you get from spending time in nature that are going to make this journey that they're stepping off on over the next 9 months a lot easier.
Well, that's absolutely incredible. Yeah, whether it's fishing, hiking, or just simply floating, or, you know, hunting, you name it. I think we all know the benefits that provides to all of us, but especially for those warriors with both visible and invisible wounds. So absolutely incredible. Colonel Brian Gilman, hold that thought. CEO of Warriors in Quiet Waters. We'll come back to Brian Gilman right after this, and then we'll tell you about some of the fun coming up for Warrior Taste Fest right around the corner as well.
Hi.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, jumping right back into it here with Colonel Brian Gilman, retired Marine Corps colonel. He was at one point in his career the chief of staff for MARSOC, Marine Special Operations Command. He's a Butte, Montana kid who is now the CEO of Warriors in Quiet Waters. Brian, again, before we talk about Warrior Taste Fest coming up, we've got Genevieve on the phone lines, who's the event coordinator and more. But talk more about just the range of programs and everything that you're doing with Warriors in Quiet Waters and why all of these different experiences matter, because it's a program that really started with the healing, you know, therapy of fly fishing, but eventually it broadened out into, you know, ice fishing in northeastern Montana and into North Dakota, and then now into hunting opportunities. But it's all built into a much broader program that's helping these, you know, warriors, you know, not just find their new identity in life, but also to, you know, kind of think back on what for many is multiple deployments and years of service.
Yeah, as you alluded to earlier, Aaron, about 3 years ago, we transformed our program from what was a week-long experience in nature to what's now a nine-month intensive program that veterans go through as part of a cohort. You know, veterans of 7 to 8 coming together for each of these programs. And the Built for More program is anchored in nature around, you know, three different activities that we offer. You know, fly fishing remains at the core. We also have an archery hunting track. And we also have a photography track. And the Built for More program is designed to really get veterans out in nature and challenge them to grow beyond their service in the military, rediscover their sense of purpose, rebuild their sense of trust in the community that they're in, and, you know, rediscover a sense of meaning in life going forward. And we use nature-based experiences in those three different activities that I mentioned really as co-facilitators in the program. What they do is they create the emotional and psychological conditions in the warriors themselves to be able to reflect back on their service and, more importantly, look ahead and figure out how a life of meaning and purpose can be built for them going forward. And we've seen incredible results. We measure what we do. Our impact evaluation tells us we're accomplishing exactly what we set out to accomplish in the program. And our big challenge now is just, you know, meeting the demand. We have three times as many warriors applying to the program as we can currently serve. But the good news is we got a great strategic plan in place to help us double the number of veterans that we serve over the next 4 years.
Yeah, and of course, all these programs, you know, it takes money, it takes support, and of course, because this program is such a solid program, I've been honored here just in the last few years to be a part of the National Advisory Board, which is such an incredible honor. But of course, you know, providing these opportunities requires a lot of resources, and that's why I love Warrior Taste Fest, because it's one of the coolest, most fun events you can go to in Montana. You get to taste all the great food, all the great beverages from, you know, sometimes, you know, distilleries or chefs from across Montana, but especially right there in the Bozeman area. So, man, it's like a Costco on steroids when it comes to free samples of different stuff. But this is one of the biggest fundraisers of the year. Actually, the biggest fundraiser, if I'm not mistaken. We've got Genevieve Kolaski on the phone lines with us as well. Genevieve is an Air Force veteran herself and is the event manager for Warrior Taste Fest. Genevieve, yeah, tell us how excited you are for Warrior Taste Fest and what the event's going to look like this year.
Hi, Aaron. Yes, I think this year is going to be our best year yet. It's our 7th annual Warrior Taste Fest, and we have an incredible lineup of breweries, restaurants, and distilleries, along with some really special wineries coming in this year for everybody to taste and also vote on their favorites in the Best Under the Big Sky competition. And then we have 10 incredible artists that are going to be quick finishing their artwork there at the event, which will then go into the live auction. And so you can meet the artists, get to know them, see how they finish their pieces, and then bid in the live auction on those pieces, along with 6 other really incredible auction packages that are going to be in the live auction. And then, of course, we'll have a really wonderful silent auction as well that has a wide variety of experiences and items to bid on in the silent auction.
I'm very excited for the silent auction and the live auction as well. Our friends from the Yellowstone International Air Show, Jake Panwell and Matthew McDonald, they put together a really cool package. They generously donated, you know, the Blue Angels, the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels are coming back to Montana next year. So we've got VIP passes that are going to be in there. You get a chance to watch the Blue Angels land for the first time. You get a chance to meet the Blue Angels. And then get this, it's not a flight with the Blue Angels, but one of the craziest stunt pilots that flew in the 2023 air show is going to be back in the 2026 air show, and you get a chance to fly with that stunt pilot, and apparently this guy's crazy. So that's all going to be in one package. That's just one of the items, and I know there's a ton of great items that are going to be in that auction.
There are, and we even have a new golden ticket raffle this year for a brand new custom row drift boat. And Liz is on the line with us. She's a much better fisherwoman than I am, so I'm going to let her explain the boat and all the goodies that go with it.
Yeah, Liz, go ahead. We got about a minute before the break. Tell us about the custom drift boat.
Yeah, this is a raffle that you guys are not going to want to miss. We are selling only 300 tickets for this raffle, and they're $100 each. Winners do not need to be present at Warrior Taste Fest, so it's a great way to get engaged with Warriors in Quiet Waters if you're not able to make it to Warrior Taste Fest. It's a custom row drift boat made here right down the street in Bozeman, Montana. And with that, we also have some custom Sawyer oars that have American flag branding on them, as well as some other wonderful packages that will make everything perfect for your day on the river.
Very cool. And I can't remember if it's a part of the drift boat or if it's separate in the auction elsewhere, but I know there's going to be some custom fly rod opportunities as well. My buddy Mitch, who's been a guide on the Bighorn River for a number of years, is just started his own custom fly rod company. So, man, there's just going to be so many cool opportunities. All right, stand by. Quick break. More to follow with Warriors in Quiet Waters right after this.
Big topics, big ideas, big sky, Montana Talks.
All right, we're going to have the phone lines open for you guys here coming up in the second half of the show. If you got something you want to talk about, all the big stories in the news, you name it, we'll start taking your phone calls in the second half of this show. You can also message us on the Montana Talks app as well. If you want to message us that way. But, back to Genevieve Kolaski with Warriors in Quiet Waters here. She's an Air Force veteran. She did intelligence in the Air Force with a fighter squadron, so very cool military service background. But, Genevieve, you got some very cool news for our listeners, I think, here this morning as well.
Yes, we're excited to give away two tickets to Warrior Taste Fest. So if you haven't been or haven't got your tickets yet, your chance to win two free tickets.
And this is a big deal because, well, I bought my ticket in the early bird pricing, but now the prices have bumped up. And this thing sells out. So I know Montanans, we always wait till the last second to, you know, schedule events or to buy tickets for events. But this one will be sold out because, you know, the venue has limitations. So this is your chance. These are basically two tickets. This is a $300 value, right?
It is, right.
So here's what we'll do, folks. If you message us on the Montana Talks app, tell our producer, Caden, that you would like a chance to win these two Warrior Taste Fest tickets in Bozeman coming up in September. Then at the end of the show, he will draw the winners and we'll announce the winners on the show tomorrow. Well, that's great. Genevieve, thanks for doing that. Back to Liz Scholl. Talking about, you know, what it takes to power these types of programs. Liz, it's not just individual ticket sales, individual donors, but I know you want to give a shout out to some of the big folks who are sponsoring events like this to really put all these programs together for our veterans.
Yeah, we could not host Warrior Taste Fest without the incredible support from our sponsors, both businesses and individuals who come together to help us put this event on. So I wanted to thank some of our top sponsors, T-Mobile, CoBank, AgWest, and AbbVie. The rest of our sponsors are listed on our website. I encourage everybody to check out our event website, buy tickets, and thank the sponsors that are located in your communities.
Well, Liz, thanks for all you do. Thanks for your time this morning as well. Back to Brian Gilman, the CEO of Warriors in Quiet Waters. You know, Brian, you and I were kind of talking during the break here. What I really love about Warrior Taste Fest is, okay, it happens around the 9/11 anniversary every year. So it's kind of a somber, solemn time period for many Americans, but especially those who've served or the family members of those who have served in particular. Yeah, I remember actually when, you know, the whole breakdown in Afghanistan was taking place, Warrior Taste Fest was shortly after that. And so you delivered some powerful remarks. But I just remember looking around the room and you take the distilleries away, you take the breweries away, you take the food away, you take the incredible artwork, you take that all away. And just being in that room, I mean, I was seeing firefighters, police officers. We had Gold Star family members. There were, you know, every service branch you could think of had veterans represented in that room. There were CIA veterans. I mean, it was just crazy the amount of incredible patriots that are in and around the Gallatin Valley.
Yeah, that's really what Warrior Taste Fest is all about. And, you know, it's a celebration of art, food, drink, and patriotism. And we're very intentional about holding Warrior Taste Fest around 9/11 every year. It'll go on September 12th this year. It's actually going to hit the 9/11 anniversary next year. Warrior Taste Fest will go on 9/11, and that'll be the 25th anniversary of 9/11, that day that, you know, changed our lives forever, changed the course of our country, and changed history almost 25 years ago now. So if you want to come and just really feel that patriotism and take an opportunity to give back to the veterans who have fought for our security since 9/11, you can't find a better place to do it than Warrior Taste Fest.
That's right. That's right. And I'd be remiss if before I let you guys go here, Brian Gilman, you know, you grew up in Butte. You know, I think everybody who grew up in Butte is Butte tough, right? But
absolutely.
But look, even tough people, you know, struggle through some things and maybe aren't that open about some of the things they struggle with. I'll tell you what, if there are schools, if there are companies, if there are organizations who are looking for guest speakers that, you know, to talk to your coworkers, to talk to your kids, to talk to a high school football team, whatever it is, you've been delivering a talk about anti-fragility, and I've gotten to hear it myself. It's absolutely remarkable. It's so powerful. So I guess what would you tell people about your, you know, what's your elevator pitch about your anti-fragility talk? Because I would encourage people to reach out to you, have you speak to their organization if your schedule could allow.
Yeah, my pitch with anti-fragility is that human beings are stronger than we think we are. You know, adversity is part of life, and human beings have evolved over time to be able to not only, you know, deal with adversity but come back stronger as a result of adversity, and that's what I talk about in these remarks. I'm going to be delivering the remarks during a leadership symposium up in Great Falls at Maelstrom in October. And then in November, I'm doing this talk as a TED talk as well at TEDx MSU in early November. So I love delivering this message. And if people want to learn more and would like to have a conversation about me potentially talking to their folks about it, I'd love to have that conversation with them. And I appreciate you plugging that, Aaron. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to seeing you at Maelstrom then as well. Hey, oh, before we go, we started off by talking about this big trip you just did with the Warriors in the North Fork of the Flathead. That reminds me, got to give a shout out. I got to meet him during one of your recent Warriors in Quiet Waters events, but Command Sergeant Major Pat McCauley, what an incredible background he's got. He was a key part of your North Fork trip. I know he lives in the Flathead now, but this guy was the Command Sergeant Major for all of SOCOM. He was the Senior Enlisted Leader for U.S. Special Operations Command, and what a cool guy.
Yeah, we were incredibly lucky for Pat McCauley to join our board at the beginning of this year. Pat's lived in Kalispell for about 5 years, and you know we worked pretty hard to introduce Pat to the program and show him the impacts that we were having. And once he saw that, he jumped on board. As you said, he started out life as a Marine, then transferred over to the Army, became a U.S. Army Green Beret. He served in our National Mission Force in just about every billet of consequence in that command, including the Command Sergeant Major. And then he retired as the Command Sergeant Major for U.S. SOCOM. So just an incredible veteran, an incredible warrior, and a great leader helping us out here at Warriors in Quiet Waters. We're blessed to have him on the team.
Well, Brian Gilman, it's always an honor. We're blessed to have you on the radio this morning. Thanks for all you do. Thanks for your time, and big thanks to Genevieve and Liz and your whole team.
Thank you, Aaron. Always appreciate it.
All right, appreciate it. Okay, let's see. I think we've got I just got a note from David Allen with Rodeo Billings. You know, we talked a lot about Rodeo Billings because rodeo, it could be Rodeo Baker, it could be Rodeo Billings, it could be Rodeo in Darby. You know, rodeo, it's Montana's official sport for a reason, right? But anyway, I got a note from David Allen with Rodeo Billings. I know he said he wanted to jump in on the conversation here this morning to talk about the event. So, David, give us a call, 406-294-0970. I think he was going to give us a call right around now. And then we've got the phone lines open for you as well, so you can call into the show, 406-294-0970. If you got something you want to talk about, let's see, checking the messages on our Montana Talks app here. Let's see. We've got one from our buddy Lee Ettinger with Power Plus Paint Aid in Big Fork. He says this, WQW, amazing. And, of course, Lee is a Marine veteran himself, like Brian. So, Lee, thanks for listening. Thanks for that show. We already got one entry in here for the Warrior Taste Fest tickets. So, yeah, message us on the Montana Talks app if you want a chance to win those two free tickets. $150 each, two free tickets, $300 value. Message us on the Montana Talks app if you want a chance to win those. Let's see, Virgil with Sheridan's Barbecue in Belgrade. Yeah, got a nice note from Virgil. Virgil says this, I went to this event 2 years ago and was blown away by the outpouring of veteran support. I am not a veteran, but love to support as much as I can. There you go. Thank you so much, Virgil, for that message as well. And by the way, Virgil at his barbecue joint in Belgrade, I think it's every day at noon, he does a flag-raising ceremony to honor veterans and first responders and more. So it's that's pretty cool what he does to honor the flag and as an extension, honoring all those who have served as well. Let's see here. All right, still waiting on that phone call from David Allen. I can always give him a call here from my my little remote studio kit here as well. Let's see. Big topics to get to here this morning. On the Montana front, I got a phone call from Stu in Marion earlier this morning, and Stu said he was volunteering at a booth at the fair, at the Northwest Montana Fair in Kalispell. And he got out there for a couple of days, and since he was volunteering at a political booth at the fair, he got to hear it from everybody. He got to hear what people were talking about, what people were fired up about, what people were concerned about, what people were not concerned about. And so Stu and Marion, hey, if you want to call in as well, I'd love to, you know, hear more about what you heard while manning the booth at the fair. The big thing, of course, he says everybody's talking about, everybody is still fired up about our property taxes, especially after this latest round of appraisals went out, where a lot of folks all across Montana are seeing, you know, massive increase in their property appraisals. And then the concern that they would see a corresponding massive increase in their property taxes. So that was the big topic that he was hearing about from everybody. Everybody's fired up about. Which reminds me that those property tax rebates are available once again. So we'll talk about that and more here right after the break. 406-294-0970, the number for you. Phone lines are open. And you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. Back right after this.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
Friday, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins announced the largest initiative yet in USDA's plan to combat the New World screwworm. The announcement builds upon USDA's five-pronged plan issued in June.
First, today we are announcing USDA will invest and build a domestic sterile fly production facility in Edinburg, Texas, which is situated about 20 miles from the southern border and complements the dispersal facility we have already begun production on. With a capacity to produce 300 million sterile screwworm flies per week, and that's how we eradicate the parasite, this facility will triple our current output and eliminate our sole reliance on Panama and Mexico for sterile fly supply, putting America first. Because of the migration of infected wildlife over the U.S. border, back in the 1950s and 60s, we didn't have this population of wildlife in South Texas the way we do now. But we are ramping up the hiring of USDA-employed mounted patrol officers known as the Tick Riders or the Tick Crew. I actually went and rode the border with them about a month or two ago, which will be the cornerstone of our surveillance program. The Tick Riders are mounted on horseback and will provide the first line of defense against a New World screwworm outbreak along the U.S.-Mexico border.
That was Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Hey, I want to plug just one more of the auction items that'll be at Warrior Taste Fest coming up in September as well. And what's really cool is, you know, the events in Bozeman, but hey, good food, good beverages, incredible art, incredible auction items, and a room full of patriots. Man, just by the messages that I'm seeing a bunch of messages come in on our Montana Talks app right now. We got people in Kalispell, people in Helena, people in Belgrade, people in Bozeman, people in Missoula, all messaging us because they would like a chance to win these tickets for Warrior Taste Fest. And so, yeah, a room full of patriots and all the other good stuff. Why wouldn't you want to make a little trip for that, right? But the other auction item, you know, I mentioned a couple earlier. The other auction item is our friends at Brett's RV and Marine. They donated a day on the lake. And what you can do with this day on the lake, they're going to pilot a boat. They're going to have their crew man the boat for you. They're going to have an incredible boat. We did an event last summer with another veterans organization, and man, I tell you what, we had so much fun on it. So you get a day on the lake, and then you get to pick your lake. So basically, you get a day on the lake, and if you win this auction item, you can either, they will take the boat out, they will drive the boat for you and everything. You can either be on Yellowtail, Bighorn Canyon, you know, Yellowtail Dam, or you can be on Flathead Lake, or you could be on Georgetown Lake. So it gives you some options depending on where you're at, where you're from, or maybe like you live in Bozeman, but you've never been on Flathead Lake, and you're like, ooh, I want to win that auction item and go to Flathead, right? So that's a fun one as well. But there's so many other cool ones that you'll get a chance to win as well. All right, David Allen with Rodeo Billings. You remember David Allen? We had him on the show. He used to be a Dale Earnhardt's right hand man back in his NASCAR days. In fact, David Allen is featured in that new Netflix documentary about Dale Earnhardt. And David Allen, then he was a CEO of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, came out of retirement because he wanted to help lead Rodeo Billings and the Nile. Anyway, David, the first time outdoor rodeo in several years just took place this past Thursday through Saturday. I got to be there on Friday night. What an incredible show you guys put on.
Oh, hey, thanks, Aaron. Yeah, I'm blown away at the results for the first ever Rodeo Billings. I can't thank the people of Billings and Yellowstone County enough. Most enthusiastic, engaged crowd, rodeo crowd I've been around in decades. I mean, it was just awesome. We sold out Saturday night, and I mean, I'm just so grateful for all the support and everything, including what you guys have helped us do. And now we're going to do it again.
Yeah. Well, you know, rodeo is great, whether it's indoors or outdoors, right? And it's great that we can do indoor rodeo throughout the year in Montana, but it's summertime in Montana. There's just something more magical about being outside under the lights, or, you know, and even under the sun. It was a hot day. It was a hot night. But the way you guys set up the grandstands, we were in the shade the whole time.
Yeah, the sun was never an issue. It's gone behind the grandstands before 7 o'clock start time. And yeah, you're right. I mean, the weather was gorgeous. You know, in the low 80s, upper 70s the whole time. It was just incredible. It had, as they say now, the young kids say nowadays, it had a great vibe, I guess. And you could just feel it. I mean, when I was walking over through the dirt suite area, like when I saw you and your mom and whatnot, just everybody over there was rocking and rolling and having fun. And, you know, the Bob Tallman, my old pal and the best announcer maybe ever, he left yesterday morning. In fact, he's over in Missoula now, but he was like, man, I haven't been around a rodeo crowd like that in a long time. And the Cowboys noticed it. Everybody feeds off of that, and I can't thank Billings enough.
Yeah, that's so interesting that you say that about the crowd, because I think what that shows is that in Montana's largest town, that this rodeo revival, this Western cultural revival, is a real deal. And you set something up for the first time, you put it out in the lights, people showed up. I mean, you were talking about, you know, the party and the crowd getting into it. Yeah, my mom was having a great time. She talked about what a great party it was. I mean, I don't think I've seen her dancing in the aisles like that since I took her to the Rod Stewart concert a few years ago.
it was great. You're absolutely right. I think there is a real thirst for that kind of culture and lifestyle in places like Billings in the state of Montana. And, you know, this is Montana. That's what we should be celebrating.
That's right. Hey, before I let you go here, this was really cool, too. So, you know, Bob Tallman, he travels all over the country doing rodeos and announcing rodeos and everything. I'm sure he does a radio interview or two from time to time. But apparently after he joined us on the radio, 2 weeks ago, his phone blew up. He heard from all sorts of people.
He did. He called me later that day and he said, "Hey, what's with that radio show?" I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I'm getting text messages from people in Flathead and Butte and my." I said, "Well, it's a statewide show." I said, "It's the biggest show in the state of Montana." And he said, "Man, it must be, because there's people from all over. They're not from Billings that are contacting me." I said, "Well, that's Aaron's show. It's all over."
Well, I tell you what, we've got so many great affiliates. We are on just incredible radio stations all across Montana. And, I tell you what, you think you're just having a conversation with a handful of friends, and before you know it, boom, you forget just how many people we're out there talking to every day. It's such an honor. Well, David Allen, great job by you and your whole team. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you, Aaron. I can't thank everybody enough, including the Metro and everything else. So appreciate you guys, and have a great week.
All right. Yeah, you too. Thank you so much. All right. We look forward to the next one. Okay, let's see. Let's jump back into the phone lines here. Caden, you can go ahead and send me Stu and Marion. I'm glad Stu gave us a call here, because I got a chance to chat with him briefly earlier. So go ahead, and there we go. I think that's Stu coming through right now. All right, yeah, Stu and Marion. So, Stu, you were manning a booth. You were manning a booth at the Northwest Montana yep. Fair. Which booth? Can you tell us which booth you were manning?
Yeah, I was with AST. I've been volunteering for them for about a year, you know. I felt so desperate to try to do something politically before the last election. And I knew Josh Carl, and I bounced right in, and just been having a great time. You know, meeting people. I want to tell you, Aaron, at that fair, you know, not only did we have Joan Jett and the Heartbreakers, and then Scotty came on. It was absolutely incredible. I mean, I hope the man made his money back. Those were two big acts, but it was incredible. The other thing I saw was so many families, moms pushing around little children, and just, you know, gives. I'm sitting here holding my grandson right now, you know. And I'm just thinking to myself, man, we got such an incredible situation with, you know, lots of people here, lots of young families, lots of people growing up. And I just wish people would get involved politically and know it's the only way we can change things and make things good in Montana is if we are actively involved in the things that are center in our life, which is our family, you know, our investment in the places that we live at. And our investment in schools and community. I mean, the governor just announced a great new program while we were sitting there. You know, I got it live, his new 406 jobs initiative. And when you read into that, you're going to discover that this man is really for the education of Montana, keeping our Montana students here in Montana where they can, you know, inherit their investment, their family investment.
Yeah.
This is how people move forward.
You know, what's really cool about you, you're getting out there talking to people right now about the issues that matter, not just telling them what you think and what your organization that you're helping to volunteer for thinks, but finding out what they think, too. Stu, hold that thought. I'll come back to you after the break here. So, you know, earlier I heard from Nancy in Roundup, and Nancy said, look, folks, if we don't get engaged for next year's midterm elections and the Democrats take control of the House of Representatives, they're going to try to undo all of this progress that President Trump is delivering. They're going to try to undo all of these peace agreements and peace talks that President Trump is delivering on, you know, pretty much right now as we speak, you know, as he's meeting with Zelensky later today, right? But it's not just about the midterm elections next year. There's city council and city commission and mayoral races that are taking place right now, this year. Anyway, hold that thought. Stand by. Back right after this.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so let's see, back to Stu and Marion here. Yes, yeah, Stu was manning the fair booth for Americans for Prosperity Montana at the Northwest Montana Fair. And yeah, what I love hearing about Stu talking about the conversations he had at the fair is it reminds me of when I take the show on the road and I'll just sit up at a cafe or sit up, you know, at a shop somewhere. And you just get a chance to talk to listeners and you see them in person. Sometimes it's people that may not necessarily call into the show, but they have some good things to say, right? Or you run into everyday people and you hear what folks are talking about. And of course, Stu was telling me earlier about how property taxes, man, everybody still is fired up as they should be about property taxes in Montana because that's a good reminder of one thing. One, the property tax rebates are available yet again. The $400 property tax rebates are available once again, so make sure you're applying for those rebates. I got to set that reminder for myself as well. But, Stu, it's also a reminder to me that we have got to fundamentally overhaul our property tax system that you know, maybe residential taxpayers are going to get a little relief, but then others are going to see a tax increase. And we just need to scrap this system that bases property taxes based off of property values. That's my thoughts. But what did you hear?
Well, this is what I heard. And I have to say this. I heard it from mothers. I heard it from all kinds of people. And, you know, but then at the same time, I heard from others. It's the big dirty word. And that is a sales tax. And, you know, eventually a sales tax will, you know, I mean, I had mothers looking me straight in the eye saying, if we had a sales tax, then the tourists would finally be paying something. And they'd have some skin in the game. And, I mean, even mothers understand this. And so, you know, it is a Montana dirty word. I understand. I don't have enough history here to know how many times y'all battled over a sales tax. But I know that where I come from, the state I come from, which is like Montana, it's had a balanced budget for the last 35 years or so, and that is Tennessee. They have a high sales tax, but they don't have a state income tax. They don't have an inheritance tax. And so all I could do is respond from where I came from.
Yeah.
And
I know the Chamber of Commerce is going to start aggressively. It sounds like they're going to start aggressively pushing a sales tax. Yeah, yeah. You know, I just think the biggest concern most of us have is that, okay, they'll say that they're going to put in a sales tax to lower or do away with these other taxes, but I just think none of us believe that that would ever actually happen. They would just get their claws into us with another tax and then just tax us even more. When fundamentally we don't have a revenue problem in Helena, we have a spending problem in Helena, not a revenue problem. The more they cut our taxes, the more revenue they get. And so it's – there is no revenue problem in Helena, I think. And I think, Stu, you'd probably agree there as well. But, Stu, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Caden, go ahead and send us our next caller. I think we've got Chris in Columbia Falls wanting to jump in on the conversation as well here. Chris, yeah, your thoughts on this tax or any others. Chris, what's your thoughts?
The property tax, the thing that's got people most excited about is the definitions. Read the definitions of some of these things. They say it's not a tax bill, but they're telling you that the property around you have gone up in the last 10 years, and that's jumped 10% on your bill. So, I mean, this is the problem. It's a sleight of hand, and it's very disturbing to know that you're paying for somebody else's. And this is going to be with you regardless of what, you know, you're still going to have to pay that value whether you sell your house or not.
Yeah, it's a tax on unrealized gains is what it basically is.
That's what it is. It's a sleight of hand. And that's what's disturbing here. It's the definitions. Read the definitions. It's too long here to go into it, but you need to understand this is what got people upset.
Yeah, it's that's right. It's the property evaluations that recently went out, and I think it's leading to a record of protests of people saying, wait a minute, there is no way my property is worth this much. All right, Chris, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Let's see, Caden, let's see if we can sneak in one more caller. I think we've only got about a minute or so left, but yeah, go ahead and send our next caller down the line for us here. I think we've got John Sinrud, former legislator, calling in from the Flathead. John, your thoughts about this whole sales tax conversation.
Aaron, here's the thing. You don't have a spending problem just in Helena. It is a spending problem at every level of government.
Thank you.
And with the sales tax, people don't trust government to only have a sales tax and remove property tax or income tax and have it actually removed forever.
That's right. It's really more of a local government, county government problem than it is even a Helena problem so much. Would you agree?
I agree, as well as a school problem and school spending. And again, people do not trust their legislators to replace with a sales tax, replace income or property tax and keep it removed forever. It is a trust issue with politicians.
That's right. Basically what I just said about how, look, we don't believe that they'll do away or lower significantly other taxes if they latch their claws of a sales tax into us. Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's where most Montanans will sit.